Now we have in chapter 4 one that's quite interesting indeed, by the way. We have here a mother in Israel. It's Deborah. Let me begin reading verse 1. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. Now, notice what happened. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lappidoth, she judged Israel at that time. And I always think, instead of Deborah being the wife of Lappidoth, Lappidoth is the husband of Deborah. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim, and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali, and of the children of Zebulun, and I will draw unto thee to the river Kishon Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand. Now notice Barak, and the thing, of course, that's more interesting than anything else, here's a woman that's going to become a judge. Now Barak said unto her, If thou wilt go with me, then I'll go, but if thou wilt not go with me, then I'll not go. And if there ever was a sissy, here's a general that's a sissy. I can't think of anything that's more sissy than this. Here's a man that actually he should be out there in the battle, and yet he won't go to the battle without first having her go along with him. He said, I'll go out and fight, provided you go with me. He wanted to hide back of a woman's skirts. No wonder that God had to use a woman in that day. And we can talk a great deal today about woman's rights, you know, and this women's movement to get equal rights. But what about their responsibility? I think a man's gift makes room for him, and so does a woman's gift. Now we have here that she said, I'll surely go with thee. My, I tell you, she's a forthright woman who, as we shall see, wanted deliverance for a people. Now we find that he calls together the hosts, and they get ready to go against the enemy. And they go against the enemy, and God gives them the victory. Verse 16, But Barak pursued after the chariots and after the hosts under Harosheth of the Gentiles, and all the host of Sisera fell upon the edge of the sword, and there was not a man left. Howbeit, Sisera fled away on his feet to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, for there was peace between Jabin the king of Hazor and the house of Heber the Kenite. And Jael went out to meet Sisera and said unto him, Turn in, my lord, turn in, fear not. And he turned in unto her into the tent. She covered him with a mantle. And then I tell you, she took a tent pin and let him have it, friends, and got rid of him. These two women, quite outstanding here, but Jael was a Gentile, and she really treated him nice, rolled out the red carpet for him, but then she took a tent pin, and she really let him have it, and she killed him. And that actually brought a great deliverance for Israel.